Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is... Well, you asked, I should probably look every time. I'm going to say like eight, maybe.
Yeah, but we're also...
Well, you asked on the wrong number.
We forgot about it.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
We're just so great at making content.
Yeah.
That we were just pushing content.
The ideas were just flowing through.
Honestly, like, we were like, we need to keep going because it's just, it's really been so good.
It's raw, that, real.
We completely forgot that we do this every 10 on the 5.
Yeah.
So now we're doing every 10 on the 5, except this one, which is a 6. I think that really clears it up for some people.
Oh,
if you're so listening clear to this podcast and you are surprised that we...
forgot about our counted one improperly segment.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Seek help.
I mean, as we always say, these people know what they're signing up for at this point.
A hot dump.
The only time that you could be like, okay, this podcast is a mess, is the first episode you listen. After that, you have agreed.
You have the information.
You have the information. Yeah. It's been provided to you.
Yeah.
And... take it or leave it.
I agree.
And with that, leave us 5 stars and 5 stars only.
Yeah. So if you are new to the video format of this.
Yes.
Well, you asked is an advice segment we do every 10 episodes on the 5. So for Brie, who never understands that, that would be like 35, 45.
Yeah.
Episode 395 will be one when we get up there. It is advice from good people, or bad advice from good people, or good advice from bad people. Really depends which way you slice it, how you're feeling that day. Take it all with a grain of salt because we're pretty dumb.
Long story short, we're not saying we're giving good advice. We're just going to give advice.
Yeah.
Some of it may be good. Some of it will land and some of it will not.
Yeah, totally.
There you go.
Just
have
like
it.
Your jokes. All of mine land, so I couldn't.
The fact that people love your facial expressions, all the YouTube comments are about loving watching your facial expressions.
I'm giving face. What can I say?
So for those of you that are listening, yes, these episodes are also
yes,
on YouTube.
Sean has a face.
He does have a
the
face.
Rumors
People
are rumors.
Shocked by that too. People were shocked that
I know.
You had a face.
Yeah, I do give kind of like apparition vibes though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is available to watch on YouTube if you're listening. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also just listen on Apple Podcasts, wherever, really. Mm-hmm. And for patrons, you get the video version on Mondays. Everyone else doesn't get the video version till Friday.
Killed it.
So, and if you're a patron, you also get other stuff like bonus episodes. Today, actually, I just got, that I mentioned like 3 episodes ago, I finally got the content from Ashley Gavin, who is the host of We're Having Gay Sex. There's going to be a full-length bonus episode going up on Patreon for patrons
There's
only.
There's going to be full-length gay sex on Patreon for you. Full length feature film gay sex. Tune in.
Me and Ash gasps. So thank you to all of our patrons for supporting us. We appreciate you. A huge shout out to Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Love y'all so much. And follow us on Instagram. at I Can Explain Podcast and on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. We're famous over there.
We're super famous. Mm-hmm. Once again, get in before 1 mil.
We're cutting it at 1 mil.
Cutting it at 1 mil. I think that's it.
Very exclusive club. I just passed 250,000 on TikTok.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Sorry, humans. Hey, humans.
The shade from you is an endless supply. It's an endless supply.
Yeah. That's a lot of people that just inherited lesbian gay cis.
I need this to end. Yeah. So anyways, you're sitting with a celebrity.
That's congratulations. That's a quarter of a million.
I know. And I will also be cutting it off at 1 million. So you have a very narrow window of time.
We'll probably get there with the podcast quicker. No, that's a lot of people.
I know.
Thinking about that many people makes me want to throw up.
It makes me feel ill.
Yeah.
It's also like...
I don't like to think that there's more than 250 people... 250. That's it. 250,000 people on Earth, let alone... More than 250. That alone is that we it's should disgusting. Cap it. And then to think that every person on Earth, because there's only 250,000, yeah. follow you. That's pretty crazy.
Okay. Also, someone on our Patreon Discord commented that there's a word for that when I mentioned it the other episode too. When you realize other people's lives are going on,
yeah,
and they all have like independent lives and thoughts and stuff to you, yeah. and that you're not like the center of the universe. And I forget the word. What was the word?
I don't know.
It started with an S.
You can see it if you go on Patreon Discord.
Exclusive access.
Come on, plug. To that and word. You can watch Brie and Ash Gavs in Scissor Sisters Spring Break feature length film.
Okay. You won't believe what happened to me on the way over today.
Okay.
I was blown away by this. Okay. I was driving over here. I'm driving.
Okay.
I merge onto the highway. Okay. Smooth merge.
That is shocking.
This is an important part of the story. No one was cut off. Like okay. so much so that there was like no cars around. Okay. I'm serious.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm on the highway. There's three lanes. Okay. The yep. far right lane. I'm in the center lane. The mm-hmm. far right lane takes a turn off the highway.
I know okay? the one. Yep.
I'm driving. I'm going straight. There's a truck ahead of me. Okay. Like a work truck. Okay. Okay. I'm going to say 50 meters ahead of me.
Okay.
Okay. The truck starts slowing down to take the exit. Okay. Okay.
And you don't.
They have the blinker on. Like they want to take the exit. They're still ahead of me. And because they're slowing down, I'm getting closer to them in the middle of the lane. And as I'm getting closer, I am realizing that they have their arm out the window with their middle finger up.
At you?
This is what I was confused about at first. I was like, who do they have? No other cars are around. Who are they flipping off right now? It is a stronghold of that middle finger.
Workers.
Okay? Like they are holding it strong. It wasn't like a quick flick of the finger. Okay? Right. They were maintaining it. I felt the aggression just from their arm. Like it was so strong.
Yeah.
Okay? I get close enough there again. They're merging off. And as they're turning, my car is kind of finally getting to the same point as them.
Yeah.
And I look over... And in the window is this man, and he's staring right at me, like dead into my eyes, maintains the middle finger as he drives off of the road until like the last chance that he can't maintain eye contact.
Legend says that finger's still up.
It was haunting.
He does get it though.
It was haunting. Why did that happen to me? I literally looked at him. I was so... The look on my face was flabbergasted.
Good,
I was like...
Good judge of character from that one.
I was like, does he think I'm somebody else?
How fast were you going? Did he think you were like speeding?
No, I was going like... I'm a grandma when I drive.
Like I was going like 250 kilometers.
He was ahead of me. So there's no way that I was like slowing him down. He was in a completely different lane. I didn't merge ahead of him. Like... I have no concept. Like, it's haunting to me. I'm like, who was this man?
We should have him on the podcast.
I agree. We don't have guests, but we will make an exception
for Finger Man.
I want to know, like, what was he so angry about and why at me?
I don't know.
Maybe he's friends with that other person that we wouldn't have on as a guest.
Maybe. We're getting another person in Vancouver that does not like us. This is all making sense.
Another person who likes us at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. We're burning bridges left, right,
who's
and
left? Who is left?
Not Finger Man.
Oh my God.
Okay. My advice is, why didn't you give him the finger back?
I was too taken aback.
Oh.
It's like you when you're in an argument and then afterwards you think of the perfect thing to say.
That you should have said, yeah.
I should have, as I pulled up, maintained my own strong finger.
Absolutely.
And just done it right back.
Yeah.
But I genuinely, to the point that I pulled up close enough to see that he was staring into my soul.
That it was
I thought it was meant for so I was looking around, who is he fingering? I was seriously confused. No,
it was meant for you.
Or I thought maybe it was like someone pulling like a prank, or like, I don't know. I was confused. Prank. Don't you,
he's
do
like,
that
I'm
every now
prank
and again
the shit out of this lesbian.
Anyways, so I got fingered on the way over here.
Well, that's not shocking. Nice.
So it hurt my feelings. Why did he do that to me? What did I do to him?
Probably a lot.
What kind of anger does he have?
Maybe he's seen one of your YouTube videos before.
He's seen any piece of my content ever.
Yeah.
Does stir up anger in
quite a few folks.
It.
Good for him for taking a stand.
Yeah. I mean, someone had to.
Yeah.
Right?
He said, oh, look, here comes the gay agenda barreling down the highway. And we put an end to that real quick.
Yeah, he was standing up for everyone in Vancouver in that moment.
Yeah. Good for him. Fighting the good fight.
Fighting the good fight. Okay, we have advice we have to give.
Do you want to do that now?
For the people.
Do you want to talk about getting fingered some more?
I mean, I do have some other tales.
I also, this one person in Vancouver, if you live in Vancouver or know anything, I'm just going to talk while you find some.
Okay, yeah.
You know, just got to fill the air with some things that aren't content because that hasn't started yet. If people know anything about Vancouver or live in Vancouver or have merged in like a zipper format, we on going onto one of our biggest bridges, you have to merge in like a zipper format one after the other. And which also sometimes when I go to like LA or something, that would not fly.
No.
It is like,
they don't let anyone in.
No. So people for the most part are very nice.
Yeah. Let people in.
This one guy was shoving himself in between me and this other car, and it was not his turn. I know a zipper. Mm-hmm. I've zipped things before.
Yeah.
I'm not new here. Yeah. I've crossed this bridge many a time. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to let him in. Because
you have to hold your ground or else he's gonna think that he doesn't have to zip like the rest of us.
Exactly all the time. And he was in a car with his, I would assume, partner, girlfriend, and he gave me the finger, and I blew a kiss his way, and he lost his damn mind.
The homophobia that
was
sprung out.
That was like so much more offensive than
I've got to incorporate that.
Yeah.
Except if I did that to a guy, he'd probably like fall.
Like, hey, baby.
Yeah, it wouldn't be safe.
Show me what that man's to do. Did I just dox you?
Yeah. Now people are going to see a Mazda.
Every Mazda they're going to know.
I did have that thought. When you said that, I was like, oh no, people know that I have a car. It's a Mazda.
People know that I live in a city. Oh, I mentioned Vancouver. I doxed you again.
Oh, yeah. I doxed myself
last
night.
Every Mazda driver in Vancouver, it's quaking right now.
I doxed myself because I realized, this is going to sound psychotic. I hate talking about this stuff, but it's a reality. So it is what it is. Because it sounds like I'm like, ooh, I'm so famous, whatever.
I don't think anybody's thinking that.
Yeah, I know no one's thinking that. I think that they're going to think that I think that.
Oh, okay.
But it's a reality. So anyways, I was at an event last night.
Yeah.
And it was a fundraiser. And there was a silent auction. Don't start laughing before I get to the fucking punchline, bitch.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than a silent auction.
So it's at a silent auction, and I like you do, put my name down for a few things, right?
Of course.
The classy thing to do. And I I wrote my name down, and it was like name and number.
Oh.
And so I wrote my full name, and then I wrote my number down, and I was like, oh my God, like if someone sees me do this,
right, they're gonna have my number.
They're gonna have my number. And like people might think that that is like a little
like, okay, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, like calm down. But it's like,
you need to calm down. Wow.
I didn't see, I wish I could take credit for that, because I didn't
no,
didn't see that one coming.
Nothing in there
until I saw your reaction. Yeah.
I was like,
people are talking about what they say. Yeah. Oh my God. But like at that event last night, a few people had already come up to me
and specifically asked for your number.
and said that they like watch my YouTube or listen to our podcast or whatever.
Okay.
And which is so nice. Great.
So there's a lot
and
of
I'm
liars
not saying
in
that
the crowd.
Those people would say that, but I'm saying when I'm at a queer event, it's very likely that there's going to be people there of anywhere else. Like if I'm going to a fucking Boston Pizza, no one's coming up and being like, I watch your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Boston Pizza seems to be your vibe.
Yeah. Kind of dykey Boston yeah. Pizza now yeah. that I think of it. Me and Julia do love a date at Boston Pizza.
No, I know.
They have this thing on the menu that's three mini pizzas. So you get to have three pizzas. It's like a pizza flight. I think they call it a pizza flight.
I would assume so.
It's really good. Anyways, so the pierogi pizza. Oh, shit. It's good. Oh, shit.
Should we do advice? Or you dox yourself? You put your number down.
I put my number down. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, but I'm like, I can't like scratch that out or make it like
you just scratch it and wrote JK.
Person. Like, I look like an absolute crazy person that I'm like, but you know?
Yeah.
But like, I've had it before where people got a hold of my number because it was accidentally in a video, like I on a label.
The IRS. Finally got a hold of you.
And like I got like 60 calls.
Oh yeah, I don't
so
love that.
It's like it's kind of like, sorry. Hello. It's kind of anyways, I'm famous, whatever. It's just the whole thing. It's so hard being famous, you know. And then the paparazzi got me on the way out, and then I was like, where's my driver? My driver was late. It was so
finger man pulls up. There's like, my ride.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's get to some advice.
Okay.
You once, I've said this before, you give me so much anxiety.
Why?
Because you'll be like, don't worry, I'll do the advice. It's on my phone. And then you'll be like, yeah. Go long.
Go long. Seriously. I'm trying to hold my mic more normal now.
I don't think it's ever going to get there.
Working.
No.
Okay. The amount of people that wished me a happy like 51st birthday, by the way, in my DMs was so fucking rude. I didn't respond to a single one of them. I only responded to people that did not say that I was old.
Right.
I was like, I'm not condoning this behavior. I read, seen.
You're technically
left on red.
Over the hill now, right?
Sean. Seriously, people actually think I'm like 57 years old.
Once again,
which is fine. There's nothing wrong with being 57, but I'm not 57.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, these are also people that know what you look like. You know?
So they're like, it adds up.
The plausibility shouldn't be there.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's actually unsettling. I never really thought of it that way. That's so unsettling. Yeah. Okay. As usual, I've read none of these before, so who knows what we're going to get. Let's find out. This person said, I'm still living in my small hometown where there isn't really any form of queer community, but I've been texting and talking to this girl from my school. We're in senior year of high school, which in Denmark is like the first or second year of college.
Okay.
Okay. In the US. So I'm gathering from that they're about 18.
Yeah.
Okay. She's cute, funny, and intelligent, but I know it would never last, and she's not someone I would go for when I move away from home. it would be nice to start something with her, but I feel like an asshole going into it, knowing she's more into it than I am. What should I do? Just go for it, play along, and say, fuck it, when we graduate and I stop what we have, or should I pull back, stay friends, and miss the opportunity? Am I thinking too much about this? Kindest regards. I love a kindest regard.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. My regards are never kind. I don't think that this, like, I don't think it's rude. Isn't that what they said? I don't know. What am I talking about?
You think that they should just date this person?
No. Okay. I think that they should explain the situation to this person like they just explained it to us. Maybe not like that I'm not that into you kind of vibe, but maybe like, hey, I'm not looking for something serious. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be nice to, you know, do some queering. But I'm not looking for anything long term. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking for a fun time, not a long time.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Like, as an adult, you get to choose what a relationship is for you.
Yeah.
And that other person gets to choose what they want out of a relationship too. The only time you're an asshole is when you don't communicate that.
Yes.
It's the same with sex. Like, if you... there's nothing wrong with having a one night stand. There's nothing wrong. Like, if you're clearly communicating, like, hey, I would love to have sex, but just so you know, I'm not interested in anything serious. Like, I don't want you to perceive this as me wanting to date. And that other consenting adult goes, no, I'm cool. I'm down for just a fun time. I think that's the same thing as with relationships. Like, you're allowed to have a fun time and enjoy someone's company, but I think that you have to make sure that the other person, just honestly, even for your own sanity,
yeah,
is, and not feeling like an asshole, is on board for that too. Like, you could easily just say, like you said, like, hey, when I graduate, I'm looking to move away and I, you know, want my independence. So I don't see this being super long term, but I really enjoy spending time with you. If you're open to continuing to spend time together, I would love to do that as well.
Bing, bang, boom.
But just want to be clear that I'm not looking for anything super serious.
I feel like it's always good to give people all the information
totally
that they should have, because at the end of the day, you're making this decision on your half.
Yeah.
But it's also, they have 50% of this struggle.
Yeah.
So you might as well just tear the Band-Aid off, let them know where your head is at. Mm-hmm. They can make their decision. You can make your decision. You might fuck, you might not. You might hold hands, you might not. Might queer, you might not.
Might go to Boston Pizza, might not.
Exactly. You might get a fucking pizza flight.
One of the things that I'm really sad about is that you can't have a pizza flight.
I was like, I know that she's adding to this and has nothing to do with this question. I was like, I know that she's circled back to pizza flight.
Well, now I can't stop thinking about it, honestly.
You should go get a pizza flight after this.
I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
I think it's a pizza flight kind of night.
I actually think you should. Well, I could make my own pizza flight, or I'm sure, like...
Pathetic. Sorry, anyone who's been to Boston Pizza and has had a pizza flight knows you can't just make your own pizza flight.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's kind of hard to make a murder flight. Oh, sorry. Pizza flight at home. You know? Pierogi pizza, though, does sound fucking fire. Oh,
it's so fucking good. And you could do that.
I could do that. And the fucking vegan pizza place in Vancouver that I'm obsessed with does have a pierogi pizza right now. And I got it. And it's fire. Yeah.
There's something about it. Putting potatoes on top of pizza?
I have always been a huge proponent of putting potatoes on pizza. I think that, well, you know, I put potatoes everywhere. But I did, yeah, I do think they should always be on pizza. But I'm going to level it up. I think they should also have small pierogies on pierogi pizza. I get that it's like, this is what a pierogi is. This is the essence of a pierogi.
It's a deconstructed
pierogi. No, I get that. But then reconstruct one and put it on top. You're telling me that, okay, so if you got a pierogi pizza, it has everything deconstructed, and then say there's 8 little pierogies on it, you don't think that'd be a little fun little add-on?
Okay, so if you got like a nacho pizza,
would you want actual nachos
on top?
No.
Because it's the components of nachos on top of pizza.
I will say, though, can you deconstruct nachos? Nachos are nachos.
It's just the pizza's the chip. Whereas stupid. The pizza is the coating of the pierogi in a pierogi pizza.
Dumb. Dumbest. Nacho pizza doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
No. That's a lie. You've been lied to. Been lied the mail to run media wants you to believe that nacho pizza is a thing.
Oh, shit. Hey, Gabers. A quick break to say thank you to today's sponsor, HelloFresh. I'm always down to have delicious meals delivered to me, but avoiding mall parking lots and grocery store lineups during the holiday season is a must. HelloFresh conveniently delivers easy-to-follow recipes that allow you to get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less, which means more time enjoying the company of friends and family this holiday season. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items weekly to choose from, including vegetarian and gourmet options. They have this season's entertaining covered with options like their holiday cheese and charcuterie, ginger spice cake truffles, and more. Go to HelloFresh.com/explain14 to use code explain14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/explain14 and use code explain14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Thank you to HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Why can I never find this freaking thing?
I don't know.
Should we take another advice?
If we must. I hope this one's about pizza.
What should I order when I go to Boston Pizza? People wonder why their advice doesn't get answered for halfway through this fucking episode.
We're talking about you getting fingered on the highway and pizza flights.
We're like, come to us for advice.
Advice, advice, advice.
We're just dealing advice out. Like at this point, we're clickbaiting when it comes to advice.
Yeah. Well, this whole podcast is clickbait because it's called I Can Explain, and we've never not once explained a single thing.
Okay. Here we go. That's true. Oh, God. Fuck. I like this girl. Let's call her A. Oh, very pretty little liars.
Very pretty little liars.
Yeah.
I would get out of that. She will blind you and burn down your house. Oh my God.
And we have known each other for about 3 days. Oh my God. I get attached fast. And I kind of get the feeling she likes me too. But I've definitely been wrong before. What should I do? Well, I don't think you ask 3 days in. And that's coming from me, and I'm a nut job.
I was going to say, I'm going to pass the torch to you because you can handle this question.
You know what? I'm a liar. I'm a liar and a cheat.
I was going to say you're a liar and a
thief.
I'm
a liar. I'm such a liar.
You said it after like 24 hours.
I said it after 20 minutes to Julia.
You said to Julia that I really like you, like literally 2 minutes in.
Literally. So... my advice is tell her you like her. See what she says back. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Worked out for me. We're still together. A lot of times it won't work out, though. I think it's
the vibes, though.
What? That I stare?
No, like if...
Oh, I was like, do I give off some weird vibes?
I think it's like if you can sense the vibes that it'll be received well, then you can move forward.
Well, I mean, to be fair, when I told Julia I liked her, she said, I don't want to talk to you for a while.
Right. So you didn't get the vibes.
I did get the vibes.
She didn't get the vibes. Okay. I say life's too short.
You just got to tell her.
But, oh, this is mine. What if 3 days is just your initial excitement? Maybe you want to wait like 2 weeks to see if like you, like what if you say you really like them? Then they have like some like, I don't know. Horrible gas or something, you know?
Huh. Well, most lesbians do have digestive issues. So true. That's like almost like 100% guarantee. I guess,
yeah. So just say you like her then. And then enjoy the like 12 seasons of being haunted by her over text message.
Yeah.
And never finding out who she is. I've actually been getting like these really flirty texts that say that this, we'll call them A, is going to reveal all my deepest, darkest secrets. And I think I might like them. Should I tell them?
Kind of into it.
Should I tell them they know everything about me?
They're just blackmailing me. It's really fun.
But okay. Sexy.
Advice. My partner isn't sexually attracted to me after a breakdown in our relationship. We've repaired everything but this. How do I re-spark that? The partner isn't sexually attracted to them after a breakdown in their relationship. So how do they re-spark that after repairing the breakdown? To me, there's nothing they can really do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, honestly, my answer for that, I love making assumptions about people's lives. They give me like two sentences and I already feel like I know.
Oh, hair color, relationship with their parents.
I'm like, they cheated on them. That's what I decided happened. Yeah. I've decided that they cheated on them. So then their partner was like, fuck you. I have no interest in having sex with you because you have had sex with someone else. That's what I've decided the breakdown was.
Okay. Well, this is my follow up. I'm just going to ask. I think. Well, I guess I'm not asking. I'm telling.
I'm like, they can't answer.
Yeah. I'm going to send a follow voice note to this person. I think that this is a situation that you need to have a good conversation, multiple conversations, and ask if the attraction or lack of attraction currently is because of a lack of trust.
Yeah.
Or there's something not clicking. Is it there is a connection that is lost? Because things like that, you can rebuild.
Totally.
Trust is a hard one to rebuild, but connection, things like that, if it was once there, you can rebuild it.
Yeah.
Will it be hard? Yes. If that is the reason as to why there isn't attraction currently from your partner, I think that there is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. If there was a breakdown and they suddenly were like, I don't think you're attractive, might be a little harder.
Yeah, maybe they just got the ick.
Yeah.
They're just like,
because that's hard. But
good luck. I think, well, good luck. What's wrong with saying good luck?
It's the tone, Brie.
You're looking at me like I'm an evil person. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Good luck. I mean, shit. Good luck.
Okay. So Brie's advice is good luck.
God, like, fuck.
I think if you can get to the root of what the issue is and why the attraction left in the first place, if it is something that can be worked through as a couple, as a team, there is hope.
Yes. And I think it's always great to potentially get a third party going with that.
I would honestly suggest a threesome probably would definitely help.
I was meaning a therapist. Like a third party to navigate the conversation. Right.
Like, you're a cheater. Go have a threesome.
I'm like, suggest to your partner a threesome.
That they that also fuck the everything. Person.
Let's fuck someone, but this time you can be a part of it too. You can
be there.
Okay, we're evil. We've just also, this poor person's probably like, I didn't cheat. We're like, you're a cheater.
Yes, I think
no wonder they want nothing to do with you, cheater. Jesus
Christ. I think a therapist
I've gone off the rails. I don't know if you were on the rails.
You haven't seen a track in your life.
Okay, yeah. Therapy. And good luck. Aw, this person's life is serious and I'm making it a joke. But I don't think
it's a joke. I think that my solution was...
You gave good advice and I just... said
good luck.
I said good luck.
Yeah.
That's tough. It's tough.
I, once again, to make this more serious to end it, I do think if that person thinks that there is something that can be worked towards and that they're willing to work towards it and that you think that there is something worth keeping, then there's hope.
Yep.
And good luck.
Relationships are work, but if you're both willing to put the work in, then
good luck.
Okay. Cheaters.
You're a nightmare today.
I have a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
That's good.
You know, that's what we're here for, right?
At the expense of others.
You know what? I do it at the expense of myself enough on this podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
That I have to deal it back.
Yeah.
To these people.
At your age, you don't have a lot left, so find joy where you can.
My husband and I have been separated since April because I came out as gay. Previously was out as bi. He has basically said it's too hard for him to have a relationship of any kind with me, which is heartbreaking. I just found out that he's been in a relationship with someone new since August, and my feelings about it are confusing. I don't want to be with him, obviously, but it's very upsetting. How do I make sense of this? Side note, we won't be legally divorced until April 2022.
I get that your feelings are confusing on this. I would not be able to tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell somebody else how to deal with something like that. Not something like that that makes it seem like you like plagued them. But obviously this was something that you expressed for your own happiness and your own just truth. So I think you need to focus on that.
Yeah. And allow them their happiness.
Yeah. Which is, that's, I think, a tough thing because obviously, like we've said, there's that weird misunderstanding that if you are gay and you're in a straight relationship, that there wasn't love for that person.
Yeah, totally.
Or that you were faking your feelings in every facet.
Yeah.
Or at all.
Yeah.
Which is not the case. So I think coming to terms with that and having that almost taken away from you, even though all you were doing was expressing your truth, is obviously very hard.
Yeah.
But it's just as confusing for them, if not more.
Totally. And I think also, like, we can both relate.
Yeah.
Both of us have been in relationships with the opposite sex, and during those relationships very much felt love for those people.
Yeah.
And as you said, it is confusing because that person, I mean, especially if you're married, you spend a lot of time with them. They become a big part of your life. It doesn't matter how independent you are. Relationships are by nature at least somewhat codependent. So you
be and best friend in nature.
Yeah. And you become, you know, reliant on them for support or a pat on the back at the end of the day or a laugh. It's your person that you watch your TV shows with. It's, you know, you connect with them.
Yeah.
You share space with them. So it's normal to feel that way because it is a loss, even if it's not a loss in the same way that some of your friends might feel when they go through a breakup. You're still losing a best friend. You're still losing someone that you care about, clearly, a lot.
You're also losing, like, in a weird way, like kind of a life that you knew.
Yeah. It's a grieving of that.
Yeah. So, yeah. But also, they're also grieving in a way as well, because they are losing the life that they thought was true as well.
Totally.
So I don't know. It's tricky. I think just as hard as it is, space is probably
the best
for everybody.
You also have to respect their feelings and wishes. Like, I'm the same as your partner in the sense that when I go through a breakup, I'm the type of person that I don't want that person in my life anymore to the same capacity. Like, I know for me that wouldn't be healthy. And I know for me that's like not the way that my mind works. It's not easy for me to transition people into a different like way that I view them in my life. And I think that if that's what they need or want is space from you and to not like the thing is you have to understand is for your partner, you were their person. So I'm not saying it's easy for you to come out and not be with your partner. Obviously, like we just said, that comes with a lot of grief and everything else. But like, you knew you had to do that because you're gay.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're sad to lose them as a best friend. But for them, they're still straight or bi or like they were still into you. So like, they don't have that closure that, okay, yes, this needs to end because I'm gay the same way that you do. So like for them, they probably would have loved it to continue the way it was.
Yeah.
So you have to respect that you just because like you knew it wasn't right for you, it was right for them.
Yeah.
So the fact that they don't get to have that love of their life with them anymore because they can't change who you are would be very confusing and very frustrating and sad. So like I think at the unfortunately, like to expect from them to continue to want to be a part of your life or expect from them to like not move on or like that quick or however you want to put it I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
And I validate that it's hard, but I just think that you have to let them live.
And you're also like actively taking steps to live authentically and happily. And
100%.
You will get to the place that this will all make sense because of that.
Totally.
It'll all wrap up.
Totally. And I can totally relate to this person because I went through the same feelings and emotions when I broke up with my longest term boyfriend.
And now we have a podcast together. So I think, you know, it's really beautiful. There's hope.
The fact that if someone was just tuning in, they'd be like, oh my God. They used to date and now they're both gay and they do a podcast together.
So beautiful.
Sean really likes older women. Wow. Yeah.
Twice my age. I'm really just like shooting for the stars.
Cougar. Oh my God. Okay. I was dating a girl officially for almost 2 months and we were together for three. Okay. So total time, 3 months. Officially dating
one,
two.
One, two, three. Okay. Got it.
Got it. It's three.
Three.
But official two.
Okay.
Okay. Her family is super unsupportive of her being queer and was ultimately the reason we broke up. That sucks.
Oh, that's hard.
Yep. She wasn't ready to be publicly out and I wasn't going to make her do anything she was uncomfortable with, but I also didn't want to be her secret anymore.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
We broke up and won't be talking for a couple weeks to get some space, but after we'll see if we can still be friends. I love her and cared so deeply about her and wanted her to be in my life. Do you think we should be friends? I don't. I know you do.
Yeah.
I don't. Because you didn't break up because you're not each other's person. You broke up because of external barriers. Okay?
I'm going to use that exact reasoning.
Okay.
To flip it right back on your ass.
Okay.
Because if I was with somebody and then we weren't together because of their family or something that they don't really have a ton of control over, that's obviously a tricky situation for them.
Yes.
It would be hard to also not show them support in that as well. And they probably need a friend right now.
Yeah, but that's not your job. It's not your job to be someone's support.
I know. Okay.
We all have
sometimes
queer trauma.
Say it with me. We can be good people. I know that's hard for you sometimes.
I just think that personally for me, it would be very traumatic to try and continue to have someone in my life that I know I would love to be with, but I can't be with them because of their family putting pressure on them. I feel like that would be a constant stir of my internalized homophobia. It would be really frustrating. I would not be able to turn my feelings off for them. And I would just build up resentment towards this person and their family that, even if it was unhealthy to do so, that I'd just be like, ugh, like, why are you stopping this from happening when we're so great? Like, fuck your family. Like, who cares what they think? Like, I just know I would not be able to support someone through trauma that also traumatized me.
That's fair. But I think to balance that, it also depends what kind of person you are. Because if you're a Brie, then that is how you'll feel. Yeah. If you're a Sean and I am like shockingly good at taking myself out of things. Yes. We love a trauma. I know that I would be able to do that.
Right.
I know that I have done similar things like that before.
You'd be able to shut it off and transition it to friends.
Exactly. So if you can sense that that will be safe and easy and healthy for yourself,
right,
I think that friendship is something that could still happen. But if you think that that is going to be taxing, difficult, emotional, traumatic for yourself, I would say probably no friend.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that you have been able to easily transition those people to friends because you weren't into them in that way anymore?
Oof. I think I've had both.
You've had both.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that's fair.
Yeah.
I could not fucking do that.
You just feel things differently.
I feel things so.
You feel things I don't. It's kind of that whole thing.
Oh my God. Last night I just remembered something else at the event. I had had a few drinks and I told someone that the reason I cry so much is because I'm a Cancer rising.
I hate queer events.
That's another person that I think I'm weird in Vancouver. That's another now. Vancouver.
That was Finger Man. You forgot about him. And then he saw cancer rising over the bridge.
No, I literally went through my whole chart.
That's horrific. I hate gay people. Cut it out.
Okay, and that was the person that like I felt like I was actually maybe could be friends with.
No,
a different person. Okay. I know that other person. No. I know that that other person doesn't want to be my friend. Okay. I've acknowledged it. Okay, right. I've taken this to my therapist. Say, I know.
I only know
this is a different friend attempt, and I told them and my you chart
blew it. I only know the actual signs. Like I don't know what my rising and falling or whatever is.
Well, I've learned they're very important because. Your sign, okay, like what you know of as your sign, like for me it's Sagittarius,
right?
Is like your, I'm probably explaining this wrong, people know more than me, but like, this is my understanding of it, okay, is like the core truth of who you are,
okay,
and then your rising is how you like express emotion. So like I'm Cancer rising, and Cancers are known for being crying. Very like emotional, and like feeling people.
Crying.
So like that's why I feel everything so strongly, and I cry so much.
There we go.
As I explained to my friendship attempt last night,
as you explained to another person with a restraining order.
Oh my god, I can never go out anywhere again. Like
I get so many restraining orders because I'm a Cancer rising.
I'm cut off.
Yeah.
I'm cut off from talking to anyone new ever again.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, if you see me, if I'm at an event ever, we're out together.
Sorry, she's not allowed. Yeah.
And you see me start trotting up to someone to say hello, say, Brie, no.
I need like one of those Disneyland, like, kid leashes.
Just like, yoink me back.
No.
Like a cane. Just bring it out. Get me out of that situation that I'm about to just... Great. Anyways, and then your last one, I forget if it's the sun, the moon, the whatever, is how you present. So for me, it's Leo. Hot.
Oh.
For you, it may be hot. For me, it's Leo. So that means like if people were to like guess my sign, it would probably be like they would assume based on like my masking characteristics.
Are you choosing this yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's your chart.
It's like time of... birth and all that shit. It's
location, time, date.
I'm everything. Surprised that, like, you know, when you like put your age in on the things, I'm surprised they let you scroll back that far. That wheel thing's putting in the work.
My fingers just like cramping.
Julia takes a shift. We'll get you there, babe. The 1800s are coming up quick.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Okay. Oh, we're out of time.
I was like, we're definitely out of time. You're the one that didn't start.
No. We had like so many good ones too. Like they were rolling in.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my god.
I know this every single time we do one of these episodes, I know this is gonna happen. Because I see you just loving to talk.
I just
and I'm
love
like,
to
we
chat.
Got a job to do.
I love to chat.
Shit. I mean, we can always do a part two.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Because there was actually really good ones.
Yeah.
And we're off the rails already anyways. This is
it's already on the 6th. The wrong number.
We might as well be on the 7 too.
Yeah, you're so right.
Thank you. So yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to post our charts over on Instagram.
I was going to say I'm going to look at my rising, falling, moon, sun, whatever it is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to post our charts
what
over on Instagram.
What if all of them are just Aries? Is that possible?
What do Aries people like?
Bitch.
Well, that is possible then.
They're like strong-headed.
Okay.
That's...
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to find out. And then maybe if someone knows about astrology, if they could slide into our DMs at I Can Explain Podcast.
Oh my God. Give us a compatibility.
Tell us about the charts.
I wonder.
Didn't we do compatibility and we were really compatible?
I don't remember. But now we'll have the full chart.
Because remember we did that stupid episode all about us or something, and we did like quizzes. Yeah,
very
and shit?
Different than every other episode.
Every other one's just perfection. I mean,
no, gorgeous. I'm saying, yeah, every other episode has nothing to do with us.
Nothing to do. I can't believe we talked about ourselves for whoa, a whole episode.
Crazy. This one, advice for other people, but first.
A first pizza plate.
Let me tell you about myself.
Let me tell you my chart. Yeah. That's very Sagittarius of me.
Very advice.
Okay. I need advice. Why can't I talk to people? Why do I walk up to people and tell people my chart?
I don't know.
Like I'm off the rails. Like I literally like how do I sit down and just have a normal? The thing is, I'm not normal.
Well, because this isn't a normal conversation.
It isn't, but I think it's normal.
See, that's where
and
you
see,
went
I
wrong.
Just launch into conversations like this. With I know anyone
that
I meet.
I know that no one else wants to experience this. Some people might listen to it,
right?
But they're like, I wouldn't want to be on the other end.
Be in it.
Yeah.
Like no one wants to go for lunch with me and have this.
No. Oh my God. No. Okay. Well, we'll do a part two.
Okay. Okay. Wherever you're listening, make sure to rate us 5 stars, please. God, it's all I have. It's
at this point,
literally
yeah.
all I have.
Yeah.
If you're in Vancouver, and I've ever talked to you. No, I didn't. Just forget it ever happened. Please, God.
I love that it'll end on that. Or is it, do you have to, is it going to work again or is it dead?
Yeah,
okay.
It's good. Please, God.
Please, God.
And yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. You can click the link in our bio on Instagram if you want to get merch. If you want to become a patron, would really very much appreciate it. You mm-hmm. get the videos early. You get bonus episodes. You get me and Ash Gav's porn debut. Mm-hmm. Lots of exciting stuff happening over there. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. And good luck.
Good luck to you all.